Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're going to be taking a deep dive into online public speaking today.
Ooh, very relevant.
It is,
Yeah.
right? And it's something that I think a lot of people are having to do more and more of these days.
For sure.
So we're going to be looking at chapter 14 from Speak Out, Call In, your textbook
Yes.
to help you all kind of get a grasp on what the essentials are
Yeah.
for online public speaking.
You know, it's interesting because when we think about public speaking, we kind of have this image in our minds, right? Of somebody standing up on a stage, microphone,
Right, in a big auditorium.
Exactly. But with technology and the way that things are going, it's really changed
It really has.
what that looks like.
Yeah, and I kind of think about it almost like, have you ever learned a new dance? And you have to
Yes.
kind of learn the steps and the rhythm, and it's a little awkward at first.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
kind of how I feel about online public speaking sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy because it's like you're taking those foundational skills that we've been talking about in previous chapters, but then you have to layer on this whole
The
other
whole,
set of considerations and
co-ons in.
nuances. Yeah. And I think one of the first things that we need to acknowledge is just how much technology has transformed public speaking. If you think about it, how many people are using platforms like YouTube?
Oh my
I
gosh.
mean, over 2.7 billion users every month.
That's crazy.
It's wild, right? So this is not some niche thing anymore.
No, absolutely not.
This is how people are getting their information. This is how they're being entertained. This is how they're connecting with each other. And even businesses, I mean,
Oh, absolutely.
think about all the webinars and online conferences that are happening now.
All the time.
Yeah, so this is,
It's the way of the world.
it really is. It's becoming essential.
Yeah, and the book actually defines digital oratory as a combination of conventional public speaking with these digital platforms and tools.
Right, so it's not like we're throwing out everything we know about public speaking,
Right.
but we're adapting it. We're figuring out
Flexoring it.
how to tweak it, yeah, for this new environment.
And I think one thing that's important to emphasize is that even though it's happening online, it's still
Yeah.
thesis driven.
Yes,
We
absolutely.
still have to have a point to what you're talking
A
about,
clear
a
purpose.
clear
Yeah, and
purpose,
it requires
preparation,
wing it.
just wing it,
No, especially.
especially if it's synchronous. But we'll get to that.
Exactly. We'll get there.
But yeah, and I think one thing that maybe we don't always think about when we talk about public speaking is that it's becoming
Yeah.
really important in terms of employability.
Absolutely. And the book even cites a report from 2020 from the National Association of Colleges and Employers. And it basically said that digital literacy skills, including things like synchronous and asynchronous communication, were highly desirable for employers.
So, like having these skills
Yeah.
can actually help you get a job.
It can give you a leg up.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it's really crucial to understand that purpose is so important.
Paramount, yeah.
Paramount, there we go.
Just like with traditional public speaking, you need to be clear about why you are speaking. What is it that you're trying to achieve?
Are you trying to inform somebody, persuade somebody, entertain somebody?
Exactly. And that purpose really guides everything from how you create your content to how you deliver it. It influences your style, your tone.
Because like if you're just like doing a vlog for fun,
Right.
it's going to be way different than if you're giving a presentation for a
Exactly.
professional conference, you know?
Yeah, or like a structured webinar where you're trying to teach people something specific, that's going to be a very different approach than just like a casual off-the-cuff vlog. So
So
purpose is key.
purpose is key. All right, so let's talk about this idea of synchronicity.
Okay, yes.
Because I think this is one of the things that really sets online public speaking apart from the traditional kind.
Absolutely. And the book does a great job of explaining the difference between synchronous and asynchronous speaking.
Yes, because this was new to me, this word synchronicity.
Yeah. It's not something we
Poppy
typically
picture.
talk about in everyday conversation. So, synchronous communication basically means that it's happening in real time,
Like a
a
live.
live event, exactly. So, think about like a live webinar or a virtual meeting where everyone is present at the same time.
Like a live concert.
Exactly, like a live concert, you're all experiencing it together.
Whereas asynchronous.
Asynchronous is more like a recording.
Yes,
It's
certainly.
something that's been created and then can be accessed at any time.
So it's like watching the recording of the concert.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you can watch it whenever you want at your own pace,
right?
But you're not interacting with the performer in real time.
Right. And both are
yeah.
totally valid forms of communication.
Absolutely. They each have their own
pros and cons.
Pros and cons, yeah.
Yeah, so let's break down some of those pros and cons
yeah.
of each.
So synchronous, like we said, it's real time,
mm-hmm.
which means you get that immediate feedback. You can have that interaction
yeah.
with your audience. You can answer questions.
Yeah.
You can respond to their comments. And that can be really engaging.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side of that is that there's no room for error.
Ooh, yeah.
Once you say something, it's out there.
You can't take it back.
You can't take it back, so.
Yeah, there's a little more pressure.
There's definitely more pressure to be on point.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas with asynchronous, you have that control
mm-hmm.
over your content.
You can edit it.
You can edit it. You can make sure it's perfect
yeah.
before you release it into the world.
Like if you mess up, you can just start over.
Exactly. And your audience can watch it at their convenience.
Mm-hmm.
They can pause it, rewind it.
Right.
But the trade-off is that you lose that live interaction.
Right.
You're not getting that immediate feedback from your audience.
And you can't adapt in the moment, you know?
Exactly. So there are definitely benefits.
To both.
To both.
And I think it's just a matter of
choosing
the right one.
The right tool for the job.
For the job, right.
Yeah. Depending on your purpose, your audience, and what you're trying to achieve.
Right. And I think that's actually a perfect segue into this idea of audience.
Because knowing your audience is crucial.
Yeah, in any kind of public speaking. But
yeah, but online,
mm-hmm.
it takes on a whole new dimension. Yeah, so the book talks about this idea of discrete versus dispersed audiences.
Yes, and this is so important mm-hmm. to understand because it really influences
yeah.
how you approach your online speaking.
Right, so discrete audience.
A discrete audience is a specific group of people.
Right, like your classmates.
Exactly, like your classmates in an online course.
Yeah.
Or your colleagues in a virtual meeting.
Right, it's like your target audience.
It is, it's your target audience, and you kind of know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sense of their background, their expectations.
And you can kind of tailor your message to them.
You can tailor it, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, dispersed audience is a little different.
Okay.
This is where your message is out there on the internet for anyone to find.
So it's like a YouTube video.
Like a YouTube video, a podcast,
right.
a blog post.
Like casting a wide net.
It is. You're casting a wide net,
yeah.
and you don't know who's going to stumble upon it.
Right. Like you could have people from all over the world.
Absolutely. With different backgrounds, different levels of knowledge.
Different interests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So why does this matter?
It matters because it influences how you craft your message.
Okay.
How you deliver it and what kind of call to action you might have.
So give me an example.
Okay. So let's say you're giving a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
To a nonprofit organization via Skype.
Okay.
That's a discrete audience.
Right. You know who you're talking to.
You know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
You probably know a little bit about their mission, their values.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tailor your message to that specific group.
Right.
But let's say you're creating a YouTube video about a local policy issue.
Okay.
That's dispersed.
It could be seen by anybody.
Anyone could stumble upon it.
Right.
So you have to think about making it accessible
mm.
to a wider range of viewers, maybe providing more context, avoiding jargon,
right.
and really thinking about how to hook people's attention.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
What their background is, what they already know.
Exactly. So audience is key.
Audience is key.
Just like yeah. purpose is key.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting to start thinking about all of the different
yeah.
considerations that come into play with online public speaking.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes this chapter so valuable
mm.
is that it really dives into those nuances
yeah.
and gives you the tools
yeah.
to navigate this new landscape effectively.
Right. Because it's not
yeah.
the same as just standing up and giving a speech in front of a room full of people.
It's a whole different ballgame.
It's a whole new world.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's also an exciting world.
It is. It's full of possibilities.
Full of possibilities.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to explore
mm-hmm.
in the rest of this chapter.
In the rest of this deep dive.
And hopefully, you know, by the end of this,
yeah.
you'll feel equipped.
Empowered.
Empowered, yes, to really rock.
Rock the digital stage.
The digital stage.
All right. So let's do it.
Let's dive in. All right. So we're diving into actually delivering that online presentation now.
Yep.
And, you know, we can't see all of you out there in the audience, but we want to make sure that you sound amazing.
So this is all about verbal delivery.
Exactly.
Okay. And why is that so important online? Like, I feel like I use my voice all the time.
Yeah. But online, it's your main tool.
Oh, Okay.
Think about it. When you're in person, people can see your facial expressions, your gestures, all of that.
Right, they get the whole
The
package.
whole nine yards.
But online, it's mostly just your voice.
Pretty much.
Okay, so what are some things we can do to make sure our voices are really working for us?
Well, first and foremost, you got to be clear.
Oh, of course.
Enunciation is super
Sorry,
important.
enunciation. So, like, pronouncing things correctly.
Yeah, making sure every word is crisp and understandable.
So, no mumbling allowed.
Not if you want people to actually listen.
Got it.
Have you ever listened to a podcast or a video where the person is just mumbling?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
It's so distracting.
You can't even focus on what they're saying.
Exactly. So practice speaking clearly and projecting your voice, even if you're just recording from your bedroom.
Okay, good tip.
And then pacing,
Pacing.
how fast or slow you speak.
Oh, okay.
It's easy to rush when you're
Well,
nervous,
for sure, I'm a fast talker.
but a slightly slower pace online can actually help your audience process information.
Makes
It
sense.
gives them time to digest what you're saying.
Right, because sometimes when I'm listening to something that's really fast, I feel like I'm going to miss something.
Exactly. And then you have to rewind and it just breaks the flow.
Totally.
So slow it down a bit, give your audience a chance to keep up.
Okay, pacing, got it.
And speaking of slowing down, don't forget about pauses.
Pauses.
Yeah, those moments of silence,
Oh.
they can be just as powerful as words.
Really?
Absolutely. A well-placed pause can emphasize a point, create suspense, or just give your audience a moment to breathe.
It's like in music.
Yes.
The silences are just as important as the notes.
Exactly. It's all about creating that rhythm and flow.
And pauses can also help us avoid those filler words
Oh,
you got,
God, I
like,
hate.
and
Those are the enemies of good verbal delivery.
I'm definitely guilty of using those.
It happens to the best of us.
But when you're more aware of them, you can start to catch yourself.
Exactly. And a well-timed pause can give you a moment to collect your thoughts and avoid those fillers.
Okay. Pauses, pacing, enunciation.
And last but not least, energy.
Oh, energy.
Yes. Even if you're just sitting at your computer, you need to project enthusiasm and passion through your voice.
Okay, how do you do that if you're not feeling particularly energetic?
Fake it till you make it.
I can do that.
It might sound silly, but it really works.
Okay.
Stand up while you're presenting, even if no one can see you.
I've heard that before.
It just helps you project your voice better and feel more confident.
It's like your whole body gets into it.
Exactly, and that energy translates to your voice.
Okay, energy, got it.
All right, so we've got our voices warmed up.
Thanks.
Now let's talk about nonverbal delivery.
Okay, so this is the tricky part, right?
Yeah.
Because online, we don't have as much control over how people perceive us.
That's true.
But it's still important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Whatever is visible in that camera frame is part of your communication.
Okay, so what should we be thinking about?
Well, first off, camera angle.
Camera angle.
Yeah, like are you looking up at the camera, down at it, or straight on?
Oh, I've definitely seen some awkward angles in online videos.
It can make a big difference.
Like, how so?
Well, if you're looking up at the camera, it can feel like you're talking down to your audience.
Oh, yeah, that's the
And
idea,
if
yeah.
you're looking down, it can make you seem unapproachable or even a little shady.
Okay, so straight on is best.
Generally, yes.
Got it.
It just feels the most natural and engaging.
Okay, camera angle, check.
And then, of course, eye contact.
Oh, eye contact. But how do you make eye contact when you're looking at a screen?
By looking directly at the camera lens,
Oh,
it
okay.
might feel weird at first,
I bet.
but it really does create a sense of connection with your audience.
Because it's like you're looking right at them.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna have to practice that.
And then facial
The
expressions.
facial expressions, are those really important online?
More than you might think,
Okay.
especially in close-ups,
Oh.
your facial expressions convey a whole range of
So
emotions.
even though people can't see our whole bodies, they can still pick up on those subtle cues.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do we make sure we're giving off the right vibes?
Practice.
Okay.
Record yourself while you rehearse and see how your facial expressions are coming across.
It's like watching game film.
It
You
is.
can see what you need to work on.
Exactly.
Can we try that?
And speaking of practice, it's super important to rehearse under realistic conditions.
Realistic condition.
Yeah, like using the same technology you'll be using for the actual presentation.
Well, that's not.
So if you're using a specific microphone or webcam, practice with those
Okay.
and make sure your lighting is good.
Because I've definitely seen some online presentations where the lighting is terrible and you can barely see the person.
It happens.
So lighting is important.
Very important.
Okay, what else?
Think about your background.
Background.
Yeah, what's behind you in the camera frame?
Oh, right.
It should be clean, uncluttered, And not distracting.
So no piles of laundry in the background.
Definitely not.
Got it.
You want the focus to be on you and your message, not on what's happening behind you.
Makes sense.
Think of it like setting the stage for a performance.
Okay, so we've got our voices warmed up, our cameras angled right, our backgrounds looking sharp.
We're ready to roll.
What about presentation aids?
Yes, the visuals.
Do those work differently online?
Well, the same basic principles apply, but there are some things to keep in mind.
Okay, like what?
First of all, don't let the presentation aids become a crutch.
A crutch?
Yeah, you're still the star of the show.
Right. I shouldn't just be reading off my slides.
Definitely not.
Okay, so how do we use them effectively?
Think of them as a way to enhance your message, not replace it.
Okay.
So use visuals sparingly. Choose high-quality images or videos.
And keep the text to a minimum, right?
Exactly.
Because it's hard to read a lot of text on a screen.
It can be overwhelming.
Okay, so less is more.
In this case, yes.
Okay, got it.
And if you have a lot of detailed information to share, consider providing handouts or materials beforehand.
Oh, that's smart.
That way your audience can refer to them later.
And they don't have to try to read everything on the screen during the presentation.
Exactly. So use your presentation aids strategically.
Strategic. Okay.
And don't be afraid to experiment with different tools and platforms.
Ooh, yeah. There are so many cool things out there now.
There are.
Like interactive polls and stuff.
Exactly. So have fun with it.
Okay, fun. Got it.
All right. So we've got our visuals sorted.
Now, what about notes?
Ah, yes. The trusty notes.
Because I like to use notes when I'm presenting.
Me too.
But it feels a little different online.
Look.
Like, where do you even put your notes?
Well, there are a few options.
Okay.
Some people like to use physical note cards.
Like the old school way.
Exactly. But you have to be careful not to rustle them too much or block your face.
Right. That would be distracting.
Other people prefer to have their notes on a separate screen.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they can glance at them without looking away from the camera.
Okay. And there are those teleprompter apps now, right?
Those are becoming really popular.
I've been wanting to try one of those.
They can be really helpful.
Okay. So is there a right or wrong way to do it?
Not really. It's all about finding what works best for you.
Okay.
The key is to make sure your notes are clear, concise, and easy to follow.
So no giant paragraphs of text.
No novels.
Got it.
You want to be able to glance at your notes and quickly get the information you need.
And still sound natural and conversational.
Exactly. You don't want to sound like you're reading from a script.
Okay. Notes. Check. Okay, so we're back.
Back for round three.
Round three, yeah.
And hopefully you're feeling a little bit more confident about tackling those online presentations.
Let's do it.
But I think it's important
yeah.
to kind of step back for a second
okay.
and think about the big picture here.
All right, so like, what does this all mean?
Yeah, what does this all mean for you mm-hmm. as you're navigating mm-hmm. this increasingly
digital
world?
Because it is.
It's not going away.
Going away anytime soon.
No, if anything,
this is going to become
more and more
prevalent. Yeah.
Yeah. So think about how many meetings,
yeah.
conferences,
even just like casual hangouts,
even social gatherings
yeah.
are happening online now.
All the time.
Right. And how often are you communicating
mm-hmm.
through email, text, social media?
Like all day.
It's constant. Right.
Yeah.
So those online public speaking skills mm-hmm. that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
They're becoming essential, yep. not just for people
right.
in certain professions.
Yeah, like you don't have to be a professional speaker.
No, not at all.
To benefit.
Right. Whether you're presenting
mm-hmm.
a project in class,
yeah.
pitching an idea to your boss,
right.
or even just sharing your thoughts online,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
being able to communicate.
Clearly.
Confidently.
And effectively.
Effectively. It's a game changer.
Yeah, it really is.
And one of the things I find really exciting about this whole shift.
Yeah.
is the potential it has to democratize access
mm-hmm.
to information
okay.
and create a more inclusive and equitable world.
You know, we touched on this earlier
mm-hmm.
when we talked about accessibility.
Yes.
But I'd love to hear you expand on that a bit more.
Sure. So think about it.
Okay.
In the past, if you wanted to attend
mm-hmm.
a conference or
yeah.
hear a lecture
right.
from a renowned expert,
yeah.
you often had to travel. Pay expensive fees.
Right.
Be part of a certain network.
Okay.
But with online speaking,
mm-hmm.
those barriers are breaking down.
Yeah, because like anybody with an internet connection can just hop online.
Exactly.
And learn from experts all over the world.
And connect with people
mm-hmm.
who share their interests,
right,
regardless of their location,
yeah,
their background,
their financial resources.
Their financial resources, exactly.
So it really is leveling the playing field.
It is. It's giving a voice to those who might not have had the opportunity to be heard before.
And creating this sense of global interconnectedness.
Absolutely. We can learn from different perspectives, build bridges across cultures.
It's amazing.
It is.
But with this kind of reach and influence, there also comes responsibility.
A huge responsibility.
Yeah, like we have to be careful.
Very careful.
About what we're putting out there.
Absolutely, because even a seemingly harmless comment or post can have unintended consequences.
Right, especially online.
Especially online, where things can go viral so quickly.
Yeah, and things can get misconstrued.
Yeah, so we have to be mindful of the potential impact.
Yeah.
Of our words.
Of our words, of the information we share.
Yes.
And how we engage with others.
And I think it's easy to get caught up in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, especially online. People can be so quick to react.
Right. And it's easy to react impulsively or say things
that you regret later.
That you later regret.
Yeah.
So as online speakers, we have a responsibility to pause.
Yeah.
Think critically.
Choose our words carefully.
Choose our words carefully. Exactly.
Because, like, we're all kind of becoming publishers in a way.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
We have the potential to reach a vast audience.
Yeah.
So we need to develop that media literacy, that ethical awareness.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great takeaway for our listeners.
I agree.
As you continue to hone your online speaking skills.
Yes.
Remember that it's not just about mastering those technical aspects.
It's about cultivating that sense of responsibility.
Right.
Integrity.
And respect for your audience.
Respect for your audience.
And respect for the power of your voice.
Because ultimately, it's not just about speaking out.
It's about speaking up.
It is. It's about using your voice to make a positive impact.
Yeah.
And contributing to a more informed.
Connected.
More connected.
More compassionate.
More compassionate online world.
And on that note.
Yes.
I think it's time to wrap up.
I think so, too.
This deep dive.
Well, before we go, I just want to say, embrace the learning process.
Yes.
Experiment. Make mistakes.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to try new things.
Because it's always evolving, right?
It is. It's constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
There are always new platforms.
New tools.
New ways to connect with your audience.
So stay curious.
Stay engaged.
And stay true to your voice.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For this deep dive.
On online public speaking.
Until next time, happy speaking, everyone.
Happy speaking.